This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And this was NBA Commissioner David Stern yesterday describing his reaction to last week's brawl in Detroit between pro basketball players and fans.
Shock and revulsion. And fear.
The commissioner handed down some of the toughest penalties in league history for what he called the worst incident he'd seen in more than two decades as commissioner. Ron Artest of the Indiana Pacers was suspended for the rest of the season, a record 73 games. Two teammates were suspended at least 25 games for fighting with fans. A total of 9 players were sanctioned. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It appeared to be your run-of-the-mill NBA skirmish last Friday night after Indiana's Ron Artest committed a hard foul on a Detroit Pistons player. The Detroit player shoved Artest and members of both teams ran onto the court. Artest moved away, lying down on the scorer's table. With order almost restored, Artest got hit by a cup thrown from the stands. Suddenly, the situation exploded, and the invisible barrier separating players and fans was breached. Both ways. Artest leaped into the crowd, throwing punches. A teammate followed, doing the same. Fans punched back, and some came on the court with clenched fists. Indiana player Scott Pollard told ESPN-TV he watched dumbfounded.
It was a surreal scene the whole time. I was just standing there. I was in shock the whole time. I didn't do a damn thing except sit there and watch, going, I can't believe this is happening.
Over the weekend, NBA Commissioner Stern watched replay after replay with the attitude, this can't happen again. He says the punishment he came up with should guarantee that. Stern spoke at a news conference yesterday in New York.
Whatever doubt our players may have about the unacceptability of breaching this boundary, they now know the line is drawn, and my guess is that it won't happen again. Certainly not by anyone who wants to be associated with our league.
Artest's 73-game suspension without pay will cost him just under $5 million in salary. He's a talented but troubled player who's been suspended by the NBA before and disciplined by his coach. In a statement yesterday, Artest said he didn't mean for the situation to turn out like it did, adding he didn't think Stern was being fair. The head of the players' union said the penalties were excessive and the union would file an appeal. Stern says he's confident the suspensions will be upheld. He says he's less certain of what to do about an equally troubling aspect of the brawl, fan behavior.
And it's important that we not make that all of our fans, but there is an element out there that thinks that they can take certain liberties that didn't used to be the case.
It used to be that fans and pro athletes were closer together, their lifestyles, their incomes. But not now. Peter Roby directs Northeastern University's Center for the Study of Sport and Society.
The earning power of the athletes is so great that they end up living in really exclusive communities and they really don't have a lot of connection to the fans. And I think that's part of what's fueling this nastiness that we see.
If anything, the gulf grows wider every day as players' salaries escalate, as stories of athlete arrogance make the headlines rather than athlete charity. And suddenly, David Stern doesn't have time to wait for the sociology to slowly turn around. His NBA, so successful in the Michael Jordan years, is at a crossroads, and the league must, in Stern's words, figure out what the covenant of civil behavior in NBA arenas is going to be all about.
Although we didn't ask to be at the epicenter of this discussion, we now, I think, are going to be in a discussion about what we're going to tolerate with respect to fan behavior, what we're going to tolerate with respect to player behavior, and what we now deem to be adequate security procedures to protect both. And here we go.
Stern says the league will examine issues of alcohol sales at games and permanently banning fans who cause trouble, as is done in European soccer leagues. When asked about possible physical partitions between players and fans, Stern said that would be an unacceptable result. Tom Goldman, NPR News.